I'm joined by Elizabeth Pappas, who is the director of the Arts Center of Burlington. I think officially she takes the official scepter in hand, I believe, on the 1st of July, but she's been running it. And running it with her is the basically the, well, the right-hand gal, right-hand person, right-hand charge of everything, sends me all the information each month. That is Hillary Fritz Bonar. Hillary, good morning to you, and Elizabeth, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
And again, it is the Snake Alley Art Fair. The very first Snake Alley Art Fair took place 55 years ago in 1967. And now it's not 55, or this would be its 56th. I guess it is its 55th, because I believe it was, yes. I believe it was canceled because of the pandemic. Is that right?
It was.
Yes, we took a year off.
Well, I'll ask you one at a time, okay? Okay. Let's go to Hillary first. Hillary, it was canceled, wasn't it?
It was. We did have to cancel that 2020. We did kind of like an online feature for the artist, but it wasn't physically like on the Heritage Hill. So
yeah, it wasn't quite the same. And the Snake Alley Art Fair is truly a fair. I know that when it first began, all of the artists were on the alley. There may have been a few at the top of the alley, but that's about it. Now the alley is for, if I'm right, the outstanding high school artist. Is that right, Elizabeth?
Yes. So Snake Alley is reserved for our emerging artists. These are younger artists, and we have 15 this year. So make sure to come stop and check them out on actual Snake Alley during the event.
And you might check out my grandson, because he was the outstanding artist at West Burlington in
the show,
Lucas Carr. So I won't toot his horn too much, but
we love Lucas.
he's actually selling paintings. So it's like, I guess you can start young, right?
Of course, he is selling paintings. We keep an eye on Lucas.
And again, but there's so much that's going on. Hillary, you've been around for, how many years have you been around in the Arts Center?
8 years.
Okay. And
I started when Tame and the Boys started. So.
But it really has. It is everything that you would say a fair should have. It has food. It has drink, it has music, it also has art, and the art is juried to make sure that you have what's the reason for the jurying? Is it to make sure you have a good high class variety? Is that it?
Yes, definitely. We definitely make sure it's all quality work. We want to make sure everything is originally made by the artist. So every booth you visit, you'll make sure like that artwork is done by the artist who is manning that booth. So that's pretty cool that you get to actually meet the artist and learn their stories and just see their original artwork. And so, yeah, it's all quality stuff. And then we want to make sure we've got a nice balance of different categories as well. So
all right.
We're pretty excited about the lineup this year.
We go back to Elizabeth, and there is stuff going on. Again, how many artists do you have in total?
So total, including our emerging artists, we have about 75.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and again, they range. Give me an idea of the range. What you said, there's a variety of all different types of art. Give me an example of that range from, I'm going to guess, obviously actually visual art is going to be the most probably predominant, isn't it still?
Yes, it's all visual art, so anything from sculpture, mixed media, painting, jewelry, metalwork. We have a nice balance and assortment of all different visual art mediums. And the other, when we jury this in, we also pay a lot of attention to price points. So there's a nice variety of price point as well while you're shopping through the fair.
Okay, now this is a 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I know, and you've had tremendous luck with weather. I'm not going to try and jinx you, but I know last year was somewhat of a, it started out well, but you had rain soon came in and changed that. But we'll hope that it's supposed to be sunny and very warm, which I guess is what you would expect anyway for this time of year, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely.
So okay.
Come early, and we sell water, ice cold water, so just stay hydrated. And
okay, let's go to Hillary. Hillary, who are some of the how many strolling musicians? You've got musicians that'll be strolling throughout the day at the festival. What are some of those strolling musicians?
We'll actually just have the two stages this year of musicians. So there will be one in the northwest corner and then another stage at the southeast corner, like right at the top of Snake Alley. So starting at 10 a.m., right, Elizabeth?
Yes, 10 a.m.
Okay, 10 a.m. They will start playing music at both of those stages throughout the day.
That is a slight change. I mean, you used to have the artists sort of the artists would be moving around as well as the people, but now you've moved. Actually, that's a good idea. Keep the stages on each side. But what about food? I know Kettle Corn has been around for a while. Is Kettle Corn back?
Yes, they are back. They have their Kettle Corn, and they also do the flavor your own ices or snow cones. So that'll be a great thing for a hot day. And then we're very excited because the First United Methodist Church, they took a break a couple years for their Lemonade Shake-Ups, but they're back this year. So we're very excited for that. And then we've got Whole House 337. They're coming with their Firestone pizzas. And then we've got like the Jukebox Vittles. They've got kind of a fried food, fair food type vibe going. And then we also have a new barbecue spot that's coming in. So we're going to kind of be excited for that. We've also got Burlington Vintage is bringing their candy bike, and that will be at the top of Snake Alley. So we thought that'd be kind of a fun Father's Day addition for that. So we're excited.
And again, I know back in the old days when it was on, it was the Arts Center actually got a percentage cut of the artists. That does not apply anymore, if I'm correct. Now the artists pay a fee to be in the on the art fair, and that's all that the Art Center gets out of this. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. We just take the booth fee.
Okay.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
No, we don't take any commissions off of the artist sales that day, no.
All right. Do the artists do pretty well? I'm going to go to Elizabeth. Do the artists do pretty well by and large?
Yes, I think so. You know, people get very excited about this event. We open up registration at the beginning of the year, and we have a lot of artists to jury in what is it, April, Hillary? And it has, you know, it's become a favorite tradition, and it draws a lot of artists throughout the Midwest, which is very exciting. I think it's definitely worth their while. And, you know, I have to give a shout out to Hillary and Tammy who, you know, walking through this process for the first year, not as a volunteer, and just, you know, the work and they have thought out every single detail and the communications that they are sent out to the artists. I mean, they have thought of every little thing, and I think that has a lot to do with why it is so popular and why artists are so drawn to this event. It's because of all the hard work behind the scenes from Hillary and Tammy and the staff.
All right, we're going to go back to Hillary. Hillary, where do you recommend people park to come to the art fair?
I know parking can be tricky as we're taking up some of the street space too, but we do have the North Hill Elementary School parking lot. We've got permission from the school district that people can park there and walk just a couple blocks over. So that might be a great option. And also just around, I know, like, you know, around North Hill Park and that area, you're going to be doing a lot of walking anyway. So I just think, you know, to drive around a little bit and find some parking, but definitely that North Hill Elementary School would be a great spot because there's plenty of spaces over there.
Well, I happen to know that the radio, the area around the radio station on North 4th also tends to get a large number of people that park here simply because they can simply walk directly over to the top of the alley. And that seems to be the place mm-hmm. that people like to be. They down that street everybody's pretty much got a tent. Does every artist pretty much have a tent with them, Hillary?
Yes, for sure. Definitely. It's nice for them to have a tent to help them protect them from the sunshine.
Okay.
Keep them a little bit cooler.
All right. Now, this goes 9 to 4. Elizabeth, and on Sunday, Father's Day. So I guess it's a great place to pick up a Father's Day gift, isn't it?
That's correct. I will probably be doing that exact thing that day.
Anyway. Great art, a variety of great art, and some great emerging artists, and lots of food, and even live entertainment. All of that combines with what is gone on, the tradition that's gone on before. And again, you can check it all out on Sunday. Again, the emerging artists on the alley. And then everybody else basically down 6th Street. Is that right?
6th and 7th and Columbia even.
Oh, okay, 6th, 7th and Columbia. Okay.
Yep.
So it's stretched out a ways over the course of the years anyway. All right. Well, it sounds like fun. 9 to 4. It is Sunday. Snake Alley Art Fair to Hillary Fritz Boner. Thank you so much for being me. And Elizabeth Pappas, good luck with this one, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.